this episode of The Commercial Break.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
This is a very nice bar. It's a steakhouse. Like, you know, you don't put everybody, no one, no, don't hang buffalo heads in there. You can't stop a man on a mission. He hangs those buffalo heads.
Did he?
Chrissy, it didn't take 3 days before those buffalo heads came back down. I mean, he mounted a lion, a buffalo, an elephant.
Oh my God.
A baby bear. He, he offended everybody.
You're 25, looks like 55. How do you feel about that? Is that making you hard right now? Is it getting a little wet? Are you soaking through your panties?
Is that hard wire coming through?
Yeah, did you know you could probably use a nose job? Just letting you know, girl. Hey, have you tried eye cream? Hey, girl. What about a tanning bed? You want to show up to one of those every once in a while? You should stop shopping at Walmart, girl.
A guy can come along and convince
Stealer.
His friends to kill you.
Oh, kids, to
and
kill
that's why
you.
We have
to kill you.
God, I didn't think it was going there.
Bob, it's David. I saw Brian hitting on Tanya the other night.
Let's
kill
go.
Him.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green.
Yo.
This is my good friend Chrissy Hoadley, and best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only one you'll ever need, guaranteed. News, fact, and fiction in 30 seconds or less, or your money back. Mainly
fact
fiction.
And fiction.
Yeah, mainly fiction. Just going to fill you in on that. Chrissy,
Brian,
I just love you to death.
I love
and
you.
I want to give you a spot of good news about The Commercial Break.
Okay.
We're rolling up on 3 million downloads. We just hit 2 million like 3 months ago, 2 months ago, and now we're already
the
at 3
aliens
million.
Are listening.
The aliens are listening. I also want to let you know another spot of good news, and thank you to the audience. This is really a pat on the back for the audience more than it is for us. We have had yet another sponsor, make that 4 in a month, who has done what's called a repurchase on the show, which means that the people out there, you listening, have decided to buy or interact with our sponsors, products, or services.
That's amazing.
It's
thank
really
you.
Fan-fucking-tastic, and mm-hmm. thank you very much. Applause to you. Golf clap for you. That's really awesome. And if you haven't had a chance or you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please do use those specialized URLs or codes for special discounts. They give you free shit.
They do.
And they do
and
it because
a lot of it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you see me walking Matthias around here?
Mm-hmm.
So now we got sick babies at the house right now. And one of them's really sick. And so she's an absolute disaster. She just wants
no.
to be next to her
the
mom.
Ear infections.
Yeah, ear infection. That's so bad. Last time I had an ear infection, like 6 years ago, it was bad.
They hurt.
They hurt so bad. Like your hair hurts.
Yeah.
That's how much it hurts. Your hair hurts. Wind on your face hurts. Everything hurts.
Yes.
And we didn't know until today. She'd been sick for a week. We took her to the doctor. Fucking doctor. Whatever. Anyway, I won't get into that.
Yeah.
That's a doctor problem. But I was walking Matthias back and forth because the Calm app.
The Calm app.
I put him in the coche, which is like a stroller, right? We call it a coche Spanish. We stroll, walking back and forth, and I put on the Calm app, and they have this this trolls
that
kid
shit
thing.
That works. I am not kidding you. I don't know about the kids.
Unbelievable.
Kid stuff, but I use it almost every single night with the sleep stories.
And
I fall asleep. I don't even know the end of them.
Well,
I don't know the end of them.
You'll never will because it's scientifically designed to put your ass to bed.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's better than
it's
heroin.
Crazy.
So what I've noticed is that they have like a Trolls sleep story. Trolls the movie.
Okay,
sleep story, right? And it's Poppy, the main character in Trolls. For those of you who do not have children, Poppy, the main character in Trolls, she tells this story, which starts off making very coherently.
Yes.
For about a minute.
Uh-huh.
And then it starts going sideways all over the place. And they do a lot of counting in the story, right? She'll be like, and the trolls, we were in the twindly windly forest. And then we saw 1, 2, 3 4 trees. And then like 3 minutes later, she'll be like, and then we counted the strands of hair backwards. 10, 9. And Matthias never makes it past the third count.
No, you're out.
Yeah, you're out. You're out like a lie. I wish that worked for me.
I was even listening to some music on it the other day.
Oh, were you?
Some lo-fi beats.
Yeah.
And it was really nice.
You know what?
It was really nice. I felt so calm. and relax.
They have done.
It's just crazy.
I got that app so many years ago.
Me too.
And there was like six things on it.
Yeah.
Right. And I love the six things that were on.
They've exploded with the content.
The content is great. LeBron James is doing stories on there.
Does,
I mean, this is not a commercial for Calm. We're just talking about the fact
there's
that we
all
like Calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Unbelievable.
It's
I love it.
Super app. I've subscribed to it for 4 years now.
Yeah. And so
Athletic Greens too. I've been drinking that.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. They give us free
really
shit.
Love it.
Yeah, we love it.
We tried it. We got the free stuff, and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's again, we're not doing a commercial for it, but we're just thanking.
We're not doing.
You guys try it too.
You'll hear another 5 minutes of talking about these two products later on in the show.
It's true.
Yeah. Speaking of Athletic Greens, that's I have a friend who uses that like as a hangover antidote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She says that Athletic Greens is something she's been using for a while.
Okay.
As a hangover antidote. Now I don't know.
It's got tons of vitamins.
Yeah,
minerals.
I don't think that's the purpose of Athletic
Greens.
It's not.
I do it as directed in the mornings.
As directed, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many times have you done? How many times have you done things as directed?
Not many, but I started doing it and I like it.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I this brings up a good point about the antidote to drinking. I got a text message out of the blue, like a ghost text message from an old long lost friend. You know one of those?
I do.
Like where you get the text message and it said last text message 2013.
Right, a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
And I love this person dearly. Her name is Nicole. She's a friend of mine back when I worked at a place called the River Room, which was like a steakhouse that I worked at. And they mistakenly gave me the keys to the building for a small period of time until I just fucked shit up so bad.
Yeah, they thought you were one thing.
They thought I was one thing. Well, actually, I was more responsible than the owners. Let's put it that way.
Well, that can be the case sometimes in restaurants.
The owner. His name is Tommy. My name is Tommy. He comes in one day. This guy comes in one day. It's a steakhouse, right? Now imagine, one side of the, you walk in and it's the center of the restaurant. Big glass doors, center of the restaurant.
The bar.
One side is the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
The other side is the bar.
Gotcha.
The bar has no windows. It's dark. It's dark woods. It's got brick wall, you know, long, sleek, sexy bar.
Probably was smoky at one point.
Was smoky. Mm-hmm. We let people smoke in there after a certain period of time, even after, you know, because you could, if you had a ventilation system, you could let people smoke in there. So when I worked there, we let people smoke. But this is long, sleek, sexy bar. And this guy named Tommy comes to the restaurant's in trouble. It's going sideways. And this guy, this regular at the restaurant, his name is Tommy. And he's talking like this. My name is Tommy. He's like a little evil, little evil villain running around.
Everyone, he was the owner?
He was the investor.
Oh, he was the
investor. Became the owner.
Okay.
He was a regular at the bar.
Sure.
And then he invested in the bar. And then he would like bring people in. He'd be like, hey, Brian. You see that girl over there? And I'd be like, yeah, like the 16-year-old chick standing at the host stand? That's right. Hire her. And I'd be like, hire her? He'd be like, yeah, I want you to hire her. I'm trying to date her mom. And he did this multiple times.
Oh, well.
It was just like he was. Yeah. Okay.
He's one of those.
So it's Saturday afternoon, and we're all standing there, and we see Tommy's truck pull up, and everybody's like, oh, fuck,
here comes Tommy.
What's he going to do now, right? But it wasn't unusual for him to start drinking at the bar at 4 in the afternoon as soon as we opened. So he comes trudging in, you know, all 3 foot two of them or whatever. Hey, Brian, I want you to clear out all the tables in the bar. And I'd be, why? I'm going to hang heads up there. And I'm like, heads? What do you mean heads? I'm hanging all my heads, my hunting heads. I'm going to hang them all up on the bar.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Tommy. The fuck are you talking about?
No.
This is a very nice bar. It's a steakhouse. Like, you know, you don't put everybody, no, don't hang buffalo heads in there. You can't stop a man on a mission. He hangs those buffalo
heads.
Did he? Chrissy, it didn't take 3 days before those buffalo heads came back down. I mean, he mounted a lion, a buffalo, an elephant.
Oh, my God.
A baby bear. He offended everybody. And he's like, I don't understand why people didn't like the buffalo head. I don't get it. And I'd be like, because they don't want to look at a fucking
A dead animal's
head. This isn't Wild Wings. No one wants to see a buffalo when they're eating. They just don't. And this bar had a, like every bar, everywhere. Had a personality of its own.
Of course.
That came to life when the regulars came in.
Oh, yeah.
And Nicole and I work at this bar. And so when she texted me the other day, a flood of memories just came back about this particular place and this particular time.
Yeah.
And what it made me really think about was not only, you know, my friendship with Nicole, who was like, she was this girl from the UP, like the upper part of the upper peninsula of Michigan.
Oh, wow.
And not a very populated part of Michigan.
Yeah, Atlanta's a big difference.
Yeah, when she's like a fish out of, I mean, this poor girl, she showed up in one of the craziest, and I've worked at a lot of restaurants, she showed up in one of the craziest bar scenes ever, and she was just like put in the, you know, she walked into the wrong place at the right time. And she wasn't naive, but I think this was all very much a surprise to her. She was like, wow, this goes on? And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is,
well, we've seen this in movies.
This is Monday afternoon. Yeah. Wait till we get to Friday night. It made me think of all the, I was a bartender for a long time there. Made me think of all the regulars.
Sure. The those regulars.
Those regulars. Every bar, everywhere in the world has.
And restaurants regular. Have them too. I remember being a hostess at Outback.
Yeah, Outback? You had regulars at Outback?
Oh, yeah. We had these regulars that would come in for just the restaurant part of it, too. And it was like, if they were, you know, if they were bad tippers,
nobody wanted them.
But, you know, you had to take them.
But a regular only becomes a regular if they're a good tipper at the bar.
At the bar.
Yeah. Especially at a bar like the place that I was running. And the bartender is like, everyone is deferential to the bartender because it's like the top of the food chain as far as restaurants are concerned. I mean, the chef... And the bartender, right? The executive chef and the bartender. Those two people right there, they run the show.
They really do. Yeah.
Because the bar makes the most amount of money per capita, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's where you make a lot of your money is on, you know, you're charging
double,
500%
triple. Right.
Market. So usually those regulars are men, and usually they're there a little bit too long. And I mean long there every night and a little bit too long there in general.
Right.
And so at the River Room, we had this cadre of regulars, men mostly, who would come in four nights a week at least.
Mm-hmm.
They would get entirely... This place was in a mixed-use facility.
Oh, yeah.
So condos, apartments... Retail, restaurants. It was all right there.
Yeah,
on
it's
the top
a long
of a
day.
Hill.
You're just hopping down to the bar below
Fuck,
you.
Fuck, they had to take the elevator downstairs. Yeah. That's it. They took the elevator downstairs. They walked 2 feet. And it was so crazy because one of the regulars we had was a woman. Her name was Kat. She was like all of 4 foot one, all of 6.5 pounds with a voice to match. She'd run around. She was crazy, right? She was just like, she was like the Tasmanian devil. She'd come in, spin shit up, and then she'd leave, right?
Yeah.
She lived right above the bar, directly. She had like a balcony that overlooked the balcony of the restaurant.
Oh, wow. Hey.
And so this became like a drug den during certain nights because people were getting high.
Run upstairs to cats.
In between like serving food, they would like run upstairs, do some lines, come back downstairs, and run in the door. It was crazy. This place was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Those regulars... What I noticed over a period of time, this is what got me thinking about this. Over a period of time, I started to notice me and the other bartenders, we would like take score. We would, you know, we would watch how people would hit on other people and we'd see if it worked out and we'd take bets and we'd write it down. And we started like really monitoring the regulars pretty closely.
Yeah, let's see what happens now.
Yeah, we wanted to hear, you know, and you can hear everything.
It's like
at
a
your
social
bar.
Experiment there at a bar.
100%. Yeah. And what I learned was that almost every regular, single guy regular, had their pickup line, and that pickup line never fucking changed. The words sometimes were different, but the meaning, the context of it was never changing. It was ever changing. You had the dentist at the bar, right? And his opening line, without fail, every time, was some version of this. Hey, how you doing? I bet your day was better than mine.
You have to follow up with that.
Of course you do. Yeah, unless you're just a total fucking cock. You don't like, you know.
I think I've heard that before and I've said, oh, that's too bad. Bye.
Chrissy.
Too bad.
Aw, can you buy me a drink?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. What if someone said, I bet not, my wife died? Like something like that.
Still, that's too bad.
But he was a fucking dentist. So then inevitably would come a story about someone that got a root canal or had like, you know, plaque
disease.
Yeah,
that's no go.
Why the fuck? Yeah. It was always bad. It never worked. Yeah. Then we had this guy at the end of the bar, and his name was Eric, and he was a sloppy, sloshy fucking drunk. And I mean the kind of guy who got like three drinks in, and he was just like, melted on the bar. He was like,
leaning.
You know what I'm talking about? Anybody that walked in, that had a pair of boobs or remotely looked like he might be attracted to them, right. He would buy the drink. And then he would take it up to them.
Oh.
And this was his opening line. Ready? He would go, hey, how you doing? My name's Eric. And, you know, someone would respond, oh, hey, thanks. Good. Eric, how are you? And he'd be like, living the dream, girls. Living the dream. Eric was a guy that we had to pull away from multiple tables a week because the girls would become visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
there was a guy who was like a high flying finance guy, and he would go in sideways. He'd be like a sneaky guy, right? He'd go over and he'd play the empowerment card. I don't even know what he was playing. This is just like a weird opening line, but he'd do it every time. If there were a group of girls, two plus,
yeah,
he would buy them drinks, send them down. And then at some point after they started drinking those drinks, he would go down and he'd be like, hey, I'm not trying to hit on you. I thought I'd buy you a couple drinks because I love seeing a couple girlfriends getting together and having fun on a Friday
right.
night.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. It's such good energy. It's great vibe. Yeah. It's like,
sliding like
going
sideways.
Under the door threshold.
Right.
I imagine have you ever seen the movie The Thing? Okay,
yeah.
Like years ago, it's like just like a blob that slides
right.
under doors and goes through window cracks. That was him. He had the most success.
I can imagine, yeah.
Success, if success is measured by talking to the person for more than
right.
10 minutes. Eric inevitably got kicked out of the bar because that was just Eric and we had to kick him out because everyone was uncomfortable. I mean, he would get like super close with his alcohol smoke breath.
Your eyes are so beautiful. I'm looking in the ocean.
You'd be like, hey, dude, I'm trying to eat my broccolini.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll wait for you. I'll wait forever. He was like this hopeless romantic.
Oh, my God.
But then there was another guy, and I'm not going to say his name because I'm still friends with him on Facebook, but he would try this tactic, which I saw that never, ever worked. He would talk up a single woman
okay.
or a single group of people, you know, a group of people. And then they would start talking to him and he would eventually turn his back to them at the bar.
Oh.
And he would tell me, this works every fucking time, man. It works every fucking time. The only way a girl's going to be attracted to you is if she knows you're not attracted to them.
Oh,
it's called reverse psychology.
Yeah, that's not true.
And I was like, dude, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. I never tried that.
They were
that
probably
ever.
Like, whew, he turned yeah. around.
I know. That's
Yay.
Funny.
Yeah. Thank God.
Whew, that was close.
That was close.
That was close. You see
Let's
that guy?
Let's move yeah. on further down. He doesn't come back.
Did you see that guy?
Yeah.
I never saw this work, but he said it worked all the time. It
okay.
just didn't happen to work in my company.
Right.
I was the problem. Aliens
yeah.
do it. And so then he starts telling me that he read it in a book. He explains to me, and this is the point that I'm getting to. He explains to me that he's been following a guy, a PUA, a pickup artist, a pwa. He's
a
been
pwa.
Following a pwa.
A pwa.
A pickup artist who's been teaching him tips and tricks on how to get women
oh.
out in the wild.
Those books.
Chrissy and I have reviewed pickup artists on this show before. And we've reviewed some really outlandish type pickup artists who are just, they're obviously just crazy people and they don't know what they're talking about. But
right.
this guy, his name is Mystery.
Mystery.
Mystery is probably
the Mr. E or Mystery.
No, Mystery.
Just
not Mystery. This guy's
okay.
probably the most famous pickup artist
What's
in the
name?
World.
What's your name? Mystery.
Mystery. I mean, wait until you see this guy. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak.
What were we reviewing the other day where the girl said, my name's Erotica. Mystery and Erotica.
Sensuality.
Yeah.
Oh, we were reviewing the Dial-A-Date shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Erotica.
Mystery's probably the world's most famous pickup artist
oh, okay.
because he was on VH1 for a while with his own television show on how to pick up women.
Okay.
Back when VH1, never mind. VH1 is still a piece of shit network. But
yeah.
back when VH1 turned from like soft rock videos,
mm-hmm.
I used to like VH1.
Yeah.
I used to turn it on in the mornings because they have like a cool alternative program.
They did.
Yeah. And it was like a morning, it was like a radio show, but with videos.
Yeah.
And I used to turn that on. And I used to love it. I thought it was great. But then they turned into some piece of shit network that only puts bad celebrity reality shows on.
True.
And this was one of them. This with this guy Mystery. So he's a very famous pickup artist and he is teaching men around the world scientifically how to pick up women. Only I think he's only doing more harm than he is good.
I was going to say, yeah, these men
because
should be taking the opposite.
Yeah, they're like at the end of the day, I think there's something not quantifiable about attraction.
Exactly.
It's a smell, it's a pheromone,
it's a
ability
feeling,
to communicate.
Talk, yeah, laugh together, talk together, similar interests.
Have you ever hit on a guy at a bar?
I don't think so. I can't remember a time that I specifically was like eyeing somebody.
Yeah.
But, I did hit on Jeff. And then now we're married. So.
Well, yeah, but that was organically hitting
was,
on Jeff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you didn't really hit on him. You helped to carry his groceries, didn't
yes,
you?
Yeah, I
okay.
did.
That's not really hitting on. I was never that guy. I never hit on women. And we've been to a million bars together.
Have.
I never hit on women. Unless they were the bartender.
Usually the women were hitting on you.
Well,
I have to say.
Mind if I do.
Or a couple of times I'd be like, how do you know we're not together?
They don't.
I mean, because the girls would just be flocking.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You usually just turned into a friend. And I had the inability to close the deal. I just, oh, you want to hang out? I couldn't do it. I was not a hitter-oner. I just never did that. I guess, I don't know, maybe I felt like it was disrespectful to some degree.
Yeah,
and I was always felt very reverential toward women. I never felt like, you know, they don't want me slobbering all over them, telling them lies. And I think part of what these pickup artists have done has taken a whole subset of men and turned them into essentially people who are just really disingenuous when they're trying to pick up women. Now, there is a subset of men. There are people out there, and lots of them, and I know some of them.
Probably of women too, actually.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I'm talking just people in general who feel like they have the inability to communicate with the person that they're attracted to, whether it be same sex, opposite sex,
genuinely.
Whatever. Genuinely. Yes. And that I can understand.
They have to be somebody
else.
I have like
super empathy for that, right? I'm not making fun of those people. What I am doing is pointing out that what this guy is doing is making up bullshit, and he's selling you something that I don't think is at all true. Are some of these tips and tricks going to work with women? Maybe, sure. I mean, even a blind squirrel gets a nut.
I was going to say, you try it enough, it probably works one or two times.
Do you want to watch a little bit of this?
Yes, I would love to analyze
this. Demonstrate it a little bit more.
I would love to give my professional opinion.
Yeah, your Chrissy's professional opinion. Use as directed.
Yes, as directed.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Commercial Break. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to connect with Chrissy and I. You can find out more information about the two of us, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video all from one location. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break is the place to be if you want daily clips and full episodes 2 days after they release on your favorite audio platform. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Give us a text message. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us how you feel about the show. Leave us content ideas, comments, questions, concerns. We'll take it all at 661-237-8296. Please do us a favor and leave us a comment and a review on your favorite podcast player. It's the only way the show grows, and we appreciate all those people who have done so lately. We're going to take a moment to tell you about our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. I absolutely love it when a sponsor comes on this program that I am extremely familiar with, and this is one of them, Credit Karma. For 10 years, that application has been on my phone. I get to check my credit frequently. I'm updated on all my financial comings and goings, and the last few credit cards that I have gotten directly through Credit Karma. And let me explain how that happens. Credit Karma makes sure that you apply for the right credit card for your financial situation. Credit Karma has done it again. It's one of my favorite applications. Now I've got a bunch of credit cards because of Credit Karma. No more wondering whether or not I'm going to be approved for the credit card. I already understand with confidence whether or not that credit card is coming my way. Sometimes it's hard to choose the credit card you want because of all the offers that come in the mail. No more. Credit Karma's got you covered. Been rejected for a credit card? I have too. No more. Credit Karma's got you covered. Their Karma Confidence technology is helping members apply with more confidence, and that includes me. Credit Karma uses your credit profile to show you offers that are tailored to your financial situation, and best of all, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you the chances of your approval before you even apply. Are you ready to find the card for you? Head to Credit Karma and check out your personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com. I can personally promise you this application will change your financial life. We love it here at the Green Household, and I know Chrissy uses it too. Download the Credit Karma app today or go to creditkarma.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, I'm going to turn on the old TCB split screen here. Full screen reaction. There you go. TCB, excuse me, the commercial break. Friday. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. YouTube.com/ The commercial break. Did I get it right?
You did. You did it right.
This is only we're only on our 77th minute of recording because Brian forgot to press record. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do a little mystery about mystery. Here you go. Now, you'll recognize this guy once you see him.
Okay. Oh.
Are you ready to know the five attraction switches that
what
exist
is he,
in
is
every
he wearing
woman
like a Tommy Lee hat from
Chrissy
from when he was married to Pam Anderson and then there's that famous picture.
Yeah,
it's the black fur hat.
He's got a black fur hat on, Tommy Lee style. It's a top hat with fur,
and
essentially
he has Tommy Lee's the patch thing.
That's a soul patch or a flavor saver, if you will. He's got an under chin goatee, which means it's not on the chin, it's under the chin. And he's
and
got
right
a
below the lower
lip
lip.
Ring. He's also got 200 teeth. Do you know how many teeth does that
have? Looks like could possibly have some eye makeup on, too.
He has got a vest with the sleeves cut out. And,
that's always a classic look.
The reason why mystery gets girls is because he is so wildly dressed that I think, you know, sometimes people listen, just listen to this guy.
Okay.
He just asked. Well, let's listen to it again. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to know the five attraction switches that exist in every woman ubiquitously?
Number one, furry top hat. Number two, flavor saver. Number three, piercing in the flavor saver. Number four, under chin goatee. Number five,
eye makeup.
A mysterious name. Eye makeup. That's right.
The first we've talked about already, it's called pre-selection.
Is he like at the Marriott conference room? That
I don't
you
even
can
think
rent?
He's at a conference room. I think he's in a, I think
the
he's in
banquet
one of the rooms.
Room.
I think he's in a double.
There's banquet tables.
Oh my God. Look at those.
With a whiteboard.
Yeah. With a tiny little whiteboard. Notice it's not a crowd shot. Just notice that because.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
there you go.
We need to demonstrate that we are pre-selected by other women. We can do it through storytelling. We could do it through photo routine. We could do it
photo routine
live and in person with girls all around us.
This guy's already lost me.
I know.
I'm pre-selected by women. We can do it live. We can do it on the internet. We can do it. I can write a book. I can sing you a song. What about a podcast? Just throwing shit out of the wall.
Yeah.
Listen to this, because I've watched this all the way. I've watched so many of these videos. And you start to get, if you're not paying really close attention to yourself, you start for a minute starting to believe some of the bullshit. You're like, oh yeah, I guess how that could scientifically make. So you got, everybody pay attention. Let yourself get roped in here.
Okay.
We can infer it by being unaffected by a particular woman's beauty and systematically demonstrating we're not affected by doing a calibrated takeaway. Where you say,
okay, everybody, do your calibrated take. What the fuck is this guy talking about? He just asked us if we want to know the five things that are ubiquitous. What did he say? Ubiquitous in women? Five attraction levers that are ubiquitous in women?
Yes.
And now he's talking about the calculated walk away and the inference of the. It's
yes.
Mystery. You should be ashamed of yourself. How much did you charge these guys to show up at the Toronto Marriott?
Are there people there?
Yeah, there are.
Oh, okay. Oh,
either that or no, there might not be. I don't know. Who knows? They're not showing the crowd.
No, they're not.
The girl, all right, you're losing me. And roll off with your eyes. She's going to feel that. We demonstrated that, so we put that into virtually every set now.
Every set.
Wow.
You know how Fish, they write a set list before they go on, right? They're like, you know, I'm going to play Tweezer and Weezer, whatever. I'm going to play Tweezer and Run Like an Antelope and all this other stuff. I can see us just like five.
Remember to just look away from the crowd.
See Mystery putting his, I'm going to do the ubiquitous takeaway and then I'm going to do the calculated walk and then I'm going to do, the, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Makes sense?
No. Not
so that she knows it's not her beauty that I'm after, and that will trigger the hardwired preselection switch. It's the number one strongest one.
He looks ridiculous. It's hard for me to pay attention to.
I can't take this guy seriously. I feel like Tom Petty is 20 years old and a little bit too high. You remember the video that he did, though? The one,
the
Don't
Mad
Come
Hatter.
Around Here No More.
Yeah, the Mad Hatter one.
Yes. I feel like he got that hat off the set.
I feel like he's failing Tommy Lee somehow.
Yeah, he just said that if you tell a woman, or if you indicate to a woman that you're not attracted to her looks,
and that, look away,
that will trigger. See, this is where this guy picked this up.
Yeah, it did.
This will trigger the hardwire in your brain that pre-selects me.
Okay,
Chrissy, you are ugly. How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now?
Like calling you an asshole.
Well, your wrinkly old face and your saggy old tits match your fat ass.
Fuck you.
What are you doing later on tonight?
Hey girl, it's me, Carl. I just wanted to let you know that your 25 looks like 55. How do you feel about that? Is that making you hard right now? Is it getting a little wet? Are you soaking through your panties?
Is that hard wire coming through?
Yeah, did you know you could probably use a nose job? Just letting you know, girl. Hey, have you tried eye cream? Hey, girl. What about a tanning bed? You want to show up to one of those every once in a while? You should stop shopping at Walmart, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you smell like a dirty hippie. I love you. Okay, girl, I'll talk to you later. I know you're wet. I know you're wet right now. I know I just clicked your hardwire button.
Oh, my God.
You got value for her. Boy band principal. There you are watching a VH1. And a music video.
I'm going to name drop.
Comes up of a boy band and they're being chased by girls and kissed. And maybe you've never even heard of that fucking band before. Remember the Backstreet Boys' first music video? They weren't famous. Nobody knew them. How are girls chasing you?
Let's see. They were talented, cute, and rich.
Yeah. And they paid somebody to make a video.
That's right. Come on, man. What do you think? We're just living in an igloo in Alaska? I mean, come on.
Right? And.
Right? Am I right?
It worked. So we need to have women in our lives.
We need to start a boy band.
If you can date.
Guys,
so we're here to start a boy band.
Sign up sheet is right here. There'll be additions held later.
Okay.
I'm already dressed.
Okay, we need a rebel. All right, we need an ugly one. All right, we need the cute one.
Smart
right, we need the baby.
One,
yeah.
We need,
yeah. Oops, I did it again. I called you ugly. I wanna be friends. I'm pre-selected. Oops.
Others from this point forward that you don't have women in your lives, then you won't have women in your lives. There's a bit of a fake it till you make it. But over the next 3 days, you're going to have women.
Oh, my God.
Hey, is this Jenny? Hi, Jenny. My name is Brian Green. I got your name out of the phone book. I need some women in my life, so I was calling to see if that's possible. Sure, I'll pay you. I'm just faking it till I make it, if you know what I mean. I'm just looking for some women to pre-select me, and then I'm going to do the calculated walk away.
It's I'm in a work. Boy band.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in a new boy band called Mysterio.
Mysterio.
In your lives. So we'll get you started.
We've got a starter pack of five women for $49.99. What the fuck are you talking about?
Pre-selection. Again, you can't be leaning in, trying to game them.
Was he?
It has to appear as if the girls are gaming.
He kind of looks familiar as one of the people that stormed the Capitol. He looks like that guy, yeah, that one guy.
Yeah. Who, the shaman?
Yeah. Yeah.
The shaman. That poor fucker. I think he thought he was going to get famous on TikTok. I don't really think he meant any harm. I think he was like, it's going to be great on my TikTok. And the FBI was like, nope. 2 years in jail. By the way, we've only listened to a minute of this, but he is already like the Frankie B.
Absolutely.
Just uses a lot more big words, but he is already a Frankie B in the sense that he has told us nothing.
Yeah.
And he said 25 sentences and he said nothing and he didn't give us the 5 tips that he promised. And now he's talking about pre-selection. I don't know what the fuck pre-selection is. I feel like, what? I don't know. What is that? I feel like I'm going to a dealership and ordering a car. The pre-select the sunroof? Is that okay?
If I'm going to locking in, let's say the girl's here.
Lock her in.
Right?
And don't let her out.
If the girl's leaning up against the door, what you want to do is put your two hands side of her head, kick one leg up on the door, and go, I've been pre-selected.
Is your hardwired kicking in?
You're fat and ugly. How do you feel?
I'm here. I will not be considered attractive to any other woman who sees me when they take a glimpse past, right?
Where but if I'm at? Here, like a mingling,
what?
Network mixer.
What? Yeah. Wait. If you're talking to a girl, then why? Why do you care about the other people in the room? Oh, maybe he's saying you should have like a dummy, a decoy.
Okay,
Chrissy, let's go to the bar after this is over.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out next to you, holding my hand against the door. Yeah. We're going to see how many times I get pre-selected. By the way, for those
Astrid,
of you...
Astrid, we'll be back later.
Yeah, hey, Astrid, stick it later. We're going to go work on this pickup artist episode. I might get my dick sucked a couple times. Pretty sure this is going to work pretty good. We really studied these videos. All I got to do is lean up against the door and tell people they're ugly. It's all happening.
And there's a girl here. It is as if I just grew tits.
What are you talking about?
Does that make sense?
No.
Her attraction mechanism is not designed to... what's the word I'm looking for here?
Bullshit?
Yeah, right.
What's the word I'm looking for here? Actually, what's the rest of the seminar I'm here looking for? This guy is...
Where are we?
Yeah. By the way, he just talks so slow and confident,
so
people believe him. Mm-hmm. I don't fault people for falling for this bullshit. I really don't, because I can understand that if you're like...
I guess if you're desperate.
Desperate, or you just like you really want that special someone. Like, who doesn't?
It seems a lot to go through, though.
Yeah, I know. It's all just like, be yourself. Talk to somebody is eventually going to click. You're going to get pre-selected by somebody.
Yes.
But it's not going to be happening based on the way you stand against a door. I can promise you that.
Yes, correct.
Attraction mechanism is not designed to look at our replication value as much as our survival or social value. All right.
And how do you know this?
Right.
Which PhD do you have?
Exactly.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What are his
about?
Credentials?
Credentials. A guy wearing a fuzzy top hat has zero credentials, I can guarantee you. Fingernails painted black. Anybody that has a tiny little flavor saver with a ring through it. Does not have a doctor.
He's credentialless.
Yeah, but he sure does talk like it.
He does.
Similarly, our attraction circuit looks at a woman's replication value more than her survival value.
Chrissy, when I look at you, I think you can be replicated 12 times. Do you mind if I pump and thrust a couple minutes to see if I can get another one of you to come out? The replication value?
Yeah.
Wow. This guy dug deep for the
survival?
Bullshit.
Survival?
I don't even see. This is the thing. These poor guys at this seminar, they probably
I'm
look.
I'm not convinced there are guys at this seminar yet.
I'm not convinced there are either. But this video has 300,000 views. So somebody is looking at this with a degree of seriousness.
Okay.
And I can just imagine that they're going, am I just stupid?
Doing
or what
wrong.
Is? Or how am I not following what this guy is saying?
The reason why there is a discrepancy and a skewing, if you want to say 70%, 30%, or that sounds about right.
That sounds about right. I did a poll in my head.
Let me calculate that for a minute. Yeah?
Yeah.
70-30?
I took notes in my head.
Survival.
Hi, good afternoon. Is the man of the household available? This is Jenny from Polestar. Yeah. I just wanted to know, based on a weighted value, how do you consider women survival or replication?
Oh, yeah, 70-30 for sure.
Thank you, Mr. Green. We appreciate your number. Mysterio, I have the numbers back. It's 70-30.
Just like I thought.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
70% of a woman's value comes in her replication value for a man, legitimately, right?
Right.
And for a woman,
right.
It's 70% is going to be her survival value. And it is all because of one device that is hooked up to her brain that she has hardwired into her chassis.
That's right. Hit up the girls in the hospital.
It's called the Rabbit Banger 3000 with extender. And I'm Mysterious here to tell you.
Hospitals are a great place to score girls. Find the ones with something hooked up to their brain.
Go to the psych
they
ward.
They can't really talk.
Yeah. And then I've had 100% success rate with women on ventilators. Right. Catch them right after triple bypass. And go, you're ugly. Right. And you're in there. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Another fantastic seminar by Mysterio himself. Mysterio? What's my name? I can't remember.
We do not possess a uterus. That's it. This uterus is going to change her behaviors. We have two robots, and one has a replication a factory, right? And we can assist in, just by our this robot, by its survival after going through a big course, is able to contribute to...
the big course. His course? Whose course?
Mysterio, this is what I'm learning on your course. What is he talking about?
The robot going through the course?
Their pudenda is going to change the way they behave. It's a big, mysterious thing stuck in the middle of their guts. Sends out babies and blood once a month. But don't worry, it's your friend if you just follow my 5 steps to uterus success. 5 steps to make your uterus hard. The fuck is this guy talking about?
He is awful.
To an adaptation of that, when a new robot is made, to give it information about the environment that it is about to be plopped into. That's evolution. It's pretty elegant and simple, and our attraction mechanism...
Unlike you.
As a part of...
I wouldn't say elegant and simple. I don't think you should be using those words, Mysterio.
Desperately trying to hang on to some words he's saying, like, so that we can just like make some sense of this. But so far, it's 100% bullshit.
Yes.
It's like an episode of The Commercial Break, only you're not paying $349 at the Marriott to listen. And hopefully you laugh. This guy's deadpan fucking serious.
Yeah, he really is.
Our emotional circuitry has been evolutionarily micro-calibrated behaviorally by millions and millions of generations of both success stories and of failure
stories. I feel like he's trying to do like his
ancestors.
Own, like a low-rent version of a TED Talk.
Yeah. TED Talk. It's called a bed talk.
Marriott talk.
Marriott talk. Join me for the Hampton Inn Talks. Exclusive series of conversations with you and just one other person.
It's really personalized.
Hi, I'm Mystery, and welcome to the first annual Hampton Inn Talk. Today we're going to be talking about microcalculations and calibrations as far as the uterus is concerned and how men are pre-selected to generationally understand simply and ubiquitously how women understand and calculate their own survival rate versus replication.
Simple.
It's very simple. I put it up on this whiteboard. Welcome to my presentation, simply titled "The Microcalculation of Uteruses Throughout the Generational Gap." When you do the ubiquitous talk away, what's out of it?
Right.
I'm going to go off.
Pause for effect.
This is fun. Imagine
you were
somewhere else
enjoying the day.
Yes, correct.
Imagine you were somewhere with the $599 back in your pocket, making use of that $599 to better your life in any way.
I have 50 people, 25 female, 25 male. How many of those females in that tribe where you will quite likely never leave, or if you do leave, you'll have to start a new one and you'll have to be really social so you can convince people to start a tribe?
When were you already in a tribe?
We're going to pick a spot in
the... What?
Maybe this is where his outfit's coming in. He's in a tribe.
He's in a tribe. He's got a tribe. He's never going to leave because he's not social enough to start another tribe. I feel like I'm hanging out with some of my friends.
Late night.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to start a tribe. The Peace and Love Tribe. What do you think? Yeah, man. We need a song. We're going to need a song. Okay, let's start out with chord C and play it 3 hours in a row till we come up with a lyric that makes sense. I think Mystery's program here is just a product of many late nights of cocaine. Or possibly he's on it now. I'm not sure.
Desert, and we're going to build some huts, right? If it's not enough people, it's kind of boring. That's why it's around 150 people, you know?
You know, anybody? Is anybody out there? No, I think you're right. I don't think there's anybody.
I don't think there's anybody in the audience.
Yeah, there's nobody. Uh-uh. Well, first of all, the room is tiny. It looks like a double room at the...
That's what I'm saying. It's like some of the, you know, some tiny place that you would...
Yeah.
Your company that's small.
It's tiny.
Tiny. They have like a training.
You're under three
it's
people
like a
company.
Training room.
It's a training
it's
room.
It's a training breakout session room is what it is.
Yeah, you ever gotten a job and they send you to the training and it's like you and nobody else and like two other people and you're like, hey, what's this? And they send you to, you're going to the Westin in downtown Atlanta. You go to the 58th floor and you show up at a double king size room with a table.
And a whiteboard. Yeah.
Welcome to Mysterious's exclusive program.
You need to live just like an ant in an ant farm with other ants. You can't live by yourself. So if you've been feeling sad or been feeling a little crazy, you just haven't been getting out enough. Of those girls, 25 of them.
Obviously, this was pre-coronavirus.
I didn't know ants went out. Yeah, obviously. This is like, this is pre-internet, I think. I didn't know ants went out and socialized. I had no idea.
Yeah, they do. You didn't know that.
Hey, Jim! Fuck all this survival on the anthill shit. What do you say we...
let's start a new hill.
Yeah, let's hit a blade of grass and get high on on Roundup Weed Killer.
Some are going to be sexual viable mates. Three or four, you know. Some of them are going to be ugly. Some of them will be taken. Some of them will be little girls, little kids. Some of them are going to be old ladies. Some of them are going to be pregnant. Some of them are going to be, I mean, protected. Not just taken.
Basically, you're screwed.
Yeah.
No one's available.
A new tribe.
Yeah, start a new tribe.
And protected. So how many girls, there you are, you're in a tribe. It's like a small town, living in a small town where everybody knows everybody. And so the dynamics are very slow to change, you know, because daddy's been the leader and has been that way for the last 15 years. I can't become
now
a leader.
We're getting to the root of the problem.
Yeah, now we're getting
He's
to the
got
root
daddy
of the problem.
Issues.
Yes. He's got daddy issues or he is the daddy with issues, one of the two.
If I'm trapped in my world, and all the girls are taken, right? You're going to have like two or three, four girls that you have options with. Now, if you approach the wrong girl, a guy can come along and convince
Stealer.
His friends to kill you.
Oh, to kill you.
And that's why
you.
We have...
To kill you?
God, I didn't think it was going there.
Bob, it's David. I saw Brian hitting on Tanya the other night.
Let's
kill him! He was trying to lock in move with the complicated walk away. He's going in for the kill. I overheard him tell him how ugly she was. Quick, get to him, kill him. Behead him in the middle of the bar. Let him start his own tribe with no head.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's really gone off the rails here.
I mean, you're paying for this. You are. You are. You should ask Amex for your money back.
Yes, exactly. Fraudulent charge.
Yeah, fraudulent charge. Who? Mystery? That's a mystery. I don't know.
You approached the wrong girl, and she's a 10. And just so you know, there are men. I've played in L.A. I've played in Vegas. I've played in Miami.
Played what?
Played what? Are you a musician? Yeah. Are you really in that boy?
He does look like he's trying to.
Are you in the NFL? What are you talking about?
Work.
I think he's talking about
these are potentially
women,
dangerous places where when you approach a girl who's a 10, if you were to really seriously piss her off, she would tell those big guys at that, you know, table.
This has happened to me before.
That you grabbed her tit.
He's like, this has happened before.
This is like, is picking women up is a life or death situation? If you really piss them off, you're literally going to die. That's why you need my new course, How to Survive Hitting on Women for $599.99. We're going to go next door to room 1313, where I'm going to teach you my brand new course, How to Survive Getting Hit on Women.
And they will beat the shit out of you. They have power, right? So you're in this small town. You don't want to approach the wrong girl.
And for anybody who wants to know, L.A. is certainly the small town he's talking about.
Vegas.
Vegas, L.A., Chicago.
You don't want to get beaten up, so we've evolutionarily hardwired into ourselves a fear of the approach for that reason. But let's say they're just all girls. Well, if you screw up, that girl
will eat your head like a praying mantis.
That girl is going to rain a bob at you and chop off your penis and throw it out the car window.
Be careful. Yeah.
Listen, I've played in Topeka. I've played in Sheboygan. I've played in Augusta. And I've almost got my penis cut off multiple times. This is not a game, guys. This is for real. Even though I use the word played, what I meant to say is it's serious. Very serious. Look at my hat. This is the hat of a guy who says life is serious.
Yeah. So we fear rejection. Doesn't mean much if it's just a little set, big deal, there's more sets. But that's now, today. Our brains haven't evolved to the plethora of women. Dude, it's a cornucopia. If you guys go to Austin, there are women, hot women on the street. Imagine we live in paradise.
There is literally pussy falling from the sky. Any building you walk into.
Everybody go to Austin.
Go to Austin right now. You want to get laid? Go to Austin. Every bar you walk into, it's just a bunch of talking vaginas. The women walk around with their pudendas hanging out everywhere. It's crazy. No men in sight.
It's a paradise.
Yeah. You ever seen that 1970s movie, Bikini Island? Where all the women are stuck on an island in bikinis? Two guys show up?
That's Austin.
That's Austin. I made it that way. That's my tribe. They see the hat coming down, they have to change their underwear. It's crazy in Austin. I walk in a bar, literally women screaming orgasmically.
Mystery.
You ever been to Austin? What is this guy?
Oh my God.
You ever been to Dallas? Let me tell you about Dallas. Not cock in Dallas, but if you go to Houston, there's tits everywhere. It's literally a straight white man's paradise.
There are women everywhere. All you have to do is snag them. They're looking for
all you have to do is kidnap them.
Yeah. You know those canes that have a hook? Come here, girl.
What? You know those big, comically big nets that they catch people in the old Batman series? Just walk down the street with a net and snag them. They don't care. There's no men.
Oh.
They want to get pregnant.
They've got a uterus.
They got a uterus. What else do you have to say? Yeah, they're hardwired to take your dick.
Get nails. Become one. Demonstrate it. Get the fucking girl. They're here.
Get
You're
her!
Going to enjoy this immense.
There's one.
That's a great. Yeah, what a pep talk. Of the great pep talks that I've heard. You know, Coach V, you know, Will Smith's commencement speech, that one army general made everybody cry. This guy, there's plenty of women. Go out there and get him. What are you doing?
Catch him.
You fat Cheeto-fingered loser.
Go to Austin.
And play.
Catch a woman.
That's right. Catch a woman. Go to Austin. Play your set or whatever the fuck they say. Play your set. Just make sure you don't stand against the door sideways, because then you're going to grow tits.
But you can't fuck up. If you fuck up, you go into the set and you ruin that set. Your emotions are designed to repress you and keep you from doing it, because it's designed to prepare.
No, like it's designed. Design that, that didn't work. You shouldn't do that again.
Yeah, dumb shit.
That did not work. Literally trying to catch a woman did not work. So you shouldn't do that.
Don't repeat that one. Go for another one. Yeah. Here's one. Just be a guy. Yeah. Just be a person.
A nice.
Yeah. Hey.
Funny guy who likes good music in Austin. Yeah,
you're cute. I find you attractive, yeah. And you seem like you're just hanging out. Do you want to have a beer and listen to the music? I mean, like, start with the words. Don't pre-select your calculating minuscule generational whatever the fuck this guy is talking about. Because the truth is, this guy's not talking about anything.
No.
We've listened to almost nine minutes of this guy.
What is on his whiteboard, too. It says ACS.
Oh, he's trying to make this into science. And the truth is, he has no fucking clue what he's talking about. He's not a scientist. No. He's a guy that dresses really poorly. I mean, that's what he is. He's a guy who dresses poorly and knows big words. But he puts those big words together in ways that don't make sense.
Ancient environment, whereby if one girl in that tribe rejects you, then you don't have preselection. She tells all the others, and your genes will be unapologetically weeded out of existence. Right? It's done.
You're fucked.
Spread the word, girls. Yeah. This guy
so
is a shit.
Of course, we're going to fear the approach.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy. Name's Mystery. I'm going to be generationally weeded out of existence if I can't get some pussy in Austin.
Yeah.
So go out and get them.
It's normal. The best pickup artists in the world fear the approach. I fear the approach. First set, man, I'm like... So we've come up with rules.
First set. Second set. That's where the magic
happens. Second set's where the magic happens. Encore, forget about it. We blow it all out. At that point, I just kidnap women. I take them back to the hotel room. I don't have sex with them. That's illegal. But I make them listen to my incessant dribble. Until they give up and go, you want a blowjob? I'll shut you up. Oh my God. Good for you, Mystery. Oh.
The 3-second rule.
Is that like when you drop meat on the floor?
Yeah.
The 3-second rule. Drop pussy on the floor. It's not 3 seconds. You pick it back up and you fuck it. Oh.
Count to three. 1, 2, 3. All it means is it takes approximately 3 seconds to go from where you are and when you decide, yeah, that's hot, to the point where you approach her. To you actually say hi. It takes 3 seconds to get up to her. You got 3 seconds to think to yourself, what's my opener?
What's my opener? What's my opener? What's my opener?
As opposed to sitting
there. What's my opener? What's
my opener? I can't remember. Tell me, ugly.
Some girl just standing at the bar drinking a beer, and you're like, what's my opener? What's my... 1, 2... Just run away. Do you see that guy? What's wrong with him? Meanwhile, you run out of the double doors of the bar like...
I'm trying to work it out. What am I going to say? Nope, just start going. Because if you're thinking, what am I going to say? It's amateur hour.
It's amateur hour. Yep.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, my friend. Yes, it is. And you know what? You just demonstrated it. All right.
It's very simple and elegant.
Oh, man, there are a lot of great videos that this guy has done that we can have fun with.
Oh,
so
God.
We'll go back to mystery because I feel like he's a bucket full of monkeys. I mean, that guy
he's a barrel full of monkeys.
He really is. He said nothing in 9 minutes.
No.
Said nothing. Mm-mm. Except for you have 3 seconds to decide.
Go
your
to
opener.
Austin.
Go to Austin.
That's what I caught. Yeah.
That's the most important thing he said. Austin's full of hot chicks, apparently. And if you're in Austin, yeah, give us a call.
Let us know if you've seen Mystery.
Yeah, will you let us know if vagina's really falling from the sky in Austin?
And have you seen the fuzzy-hatted Mystery?
Mystery. Mystery is his name. Look him up next time. Wonder where Mystery is. This video's got to be 10 years old. I wonder where Mystery is. I bet this is the guy
who's been weeded out.
Who really had a lot of trouble.
He's in Guatemala.
He's in Guatemala. Until the Guatemalan women figure out who he is.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, they'll weed him out. I guarantee this guy does not get laid very often.
No.
No. Anyway, that was tons of fun. There you go. You know, all this in the pursuit of a date.
Of a mate.
Don't worry about it. Just ask him out.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And I do understand. If you're lonely,
don't
I get it.
Trickery.
No, trickery. It's fine.
Or kidnapping.
Do what Brian does.
What does Uncle Brian do?
I don't know. I can't put it into words, but I think that's the point.
Yeah.
I don't put it into words. And I'm happily married, so I don't do anything anymore.
That's right.
I just sit around here editing this stupid fucking show all day long. I feel like we just heard another episode of the commercial break. This guy said a bunch of words and no point.
Right.
It's another episode. Anyway, listen, go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can catch all the audio and all the video right there from one location. Connect with us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break on YouTube. Also, I wanted to let you know, text us, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo, 661 best to yo. Please, send us a text message, leave us a voicemail, tell us how you think we're doing, comments, questions, concerns. You can leave it all there, text message or voicemail. Please do us a favor. Take 1 minute and review the podcast on your favorite podcast player. Be a smartass like everybody else.
Yeah.
We love it. We can't get enough of it. Okay, Chrissy, I think that's all we can do for today. But
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I must say, we always say, we do say.
Bye. Bye.